We're back at the Patriot Pavilion, home of the Patriots. The Irish girls, a hard-fought 49-43 win. Before I broke the last time in the postgame, I said we'd come back and name our Dairy Queen player of the game. But we're going to try to settle in to our routine. Our normal routine on a doubleheader broadcast is that Tim Duncan comes up at halftime of the boys' game, and we talk about the girls' contest, and he names the Dairy Queen player of the game. We haven't had very many doubleheaders. One at Mack High, and he didn't stick around for that one after his young ladies didn't play very well at all. And it was the first game of the year, and I kind of forgot about it myself, quite frankly. And our other doubleheader was at Tri-City Prep, and I was talking to some, I think, T.J. Connolly at the halftime of that game, and Colin Roach. So I'm sure you'd much rather listen to a couple of young high school graduates from DeSales and Coach Duncan. We can talk to him anytime, but it'd be good to visit with him at halftime, so we'll let him name our Dairy Queen player of the game. Let's look at the rebounding stats. DeSales, obviously the shorter team on the floor. They were out-rebounded 13-10 in the first half. They out-rebound the taller Patriots 25-14 in the second half for a 35-27 advantage. Great effort on that side of the stat sheet by the girls. And the totals for individual leaders really bear out the effort. Sarah Roosh, 8 rebounds, 7 for Nicole Duncan, 6 for Margot Robinson, 6 for Andrea Wujek. So 4 players there with 6 or more rebounds. Excellent balanced effort. For the Patriots, Heather Manley, a 5'10 senior, a great game for her. 15 points and 8 rebounds to lead her Patriots in both categories. But the key, I felt, other than the strong rebounding, both teams struggled with the turnovers, 25 each. But the strong second-half rebounding by the much shorter DeSales Irish, especially after Andrea Wujek fouled out, the fact that the Patriots could not cash in on those multiple free-throw opportunities, and the shots from point-blank range off rebounds that they did get with the great height advantage. So the Patriots couldn't finish from inside. They didn't hit enough free throws. DeSales took just good enough care of the basketball, hitting it just enough free throws down the stretch. A gutty effort. These teams will meet again a little later on. And speaking of next action for the girls, they will be off until December 20, or check that, I'm wrong, tomorrow. I forgot about the makeup game. They travel to Yakima to take on LaSalle. LaSalle is a team that beat a school called Glenwood 62-0. That was in the paper the other night. Anyway, the Irish travel to LaSalle. The Sales girls do that. Will not be on the radio. The girls play at 6:30 in Yakima. It won't be on the radio because we will stay in Walla Walla to cover a Blue Mountain League matchup between the Irish boys and Waitsburg. That game will tip off at 5 p.m. That's a makeup game from earlier in the year when DeSales was still playing football. So tomorrow our broadcast will be a single boys game, tip off at 5 o'clock against Waitsburg at the DeSales gym. And then over Christmas vacation, which started today for the Irish students, the only game other than the games tomorrow night will be December 28th when Riverside Christian girls come to DeSales for a single contest. And so if you want to see the kids play over the break, tomorrow versus Waitsburg's boys at DeSales, 5 o'clock, or December 28th, the Irish girls versus Riverside Christian. Well, that's going to wrap up the post game for our girls' contest. We'll let Tim Duncan name the Dairy Queen player of the game. And when we come back, we'll be talking about boys' basketball. The Liberty Christian boys on a 5-game winning streak. The Irish boys yet to taste defeat on this young season. It should be a good one. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSF.
Time. We all need more time. What we really need is a grocery store that helps us to use our time better. If you have some grocery shopping to do, come on down to locally owned Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. You'll find fresh, locally grown produce, service that is second to none, and while you're shopping, you can take care of your AT&T and power bills. Pick up some stamps at our post office, even ship your UPS packages. You'll save money and time. Loney's Harvest Foods in the Southgate. Community supporters for a generation and honored sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Liberty Christian School, home of the Patriots. A lot of red, white, and blue all over the floor. The Patriots in their home white uniforms with the red trim, the red numbers with the blue piping and trim around the numbers. The Irish down at the far end of the court from my vantage point in the forest green road uniforms with the gold trim and the white numerals. The Irish boys come into this game undefeated at 3-0. They are 2-0 in conference play. They beat Prescott on the road last Friday in their league opener, and then last Saturday beat Tri-City Prep. But they step it up a notch in competition against a very good Liberty Christian team who has already played 7 games under head coach Terry Watson. They started off 2 straight losses to Sunnyside Christian and Columbia Burbank, and they've ripped off 5 straight wins since then. They beat West Valley's Junior Varsity Club, and then they have won 4 straight Blue Mountain League games. They beat Touche, Prescott, Jubilee Christian Academy, and Dayton. And so Terry Watson's club playing their 8th game. The Irish will be playing their 4th game. Both teams undefeated in conference play. From that standpoint, it should be a real good matchup. And they played a real tough game here last year when these two teams met on the floor. If I remember correctly, DeSales was kind of on a roll in league play, and the Patriots knocked them off. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more specifically about last year's matchup and then look at this year's version of the Patriot squad in more detail. You're listening to this doubleheader broadcast of DeSales Irish Basketball on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is a crucial part of the game right here, and they have got to make the right call. Chip, what do you do here?
Well, that's easy. They got to go with the 10,550. You get over 10,000 minutes a month. Then you can go bang right over here, and you get 500 minutes a month free. Or you can go here, or boom, right here, or bang, right here. And it's wide open in all 50 states. You get over 10,000 minutes. It's a no-brainer. Inland Cellular, it's for you.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast. Better ideas, better banking. We at Banner Bank are committed to creating the best Northwest banking franchise by delivering superior customer value. Our people will be empowered to provide exceptional personal service and quality products to each of the communities they serve. Plus, with our full suite of online banking services at bannerbank.com, you have the ability to handle many transactions whenever you want, 24 hours a day. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Banner Bank, serving the Northwest.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Liberty Christian School here in Richland, Washington. A Blue Mountain League matchup just about ready to go between the Irish boys of DeSales and Liberty Christian's boys. A battle early in the season for first place. In the standings, Liberty Christian at 4-0, DeSales at 2-0, as is Waitsburg at 2-0. So DeSales, if they do their job the next 2 evenings, could be alone atop the standings. They play Liberty Christian tonight. They play Waitsburg at home tomorrow. Remember, that's a 5 o'clock tip-off. Let's look at this year's version of the Patriots under head coach Terry Watson. Just one returning starter. They have 3 seniors on the roster. Their key loss from last year, Justin Jarrett, a great outside shooting guard who's now suiting up in the black and gold for Walla Walla Community College and head coach Jeff Ryman. They have some good height, much like their girls' team. 2 6'3" players, a couple 6'2" players, and 4 others that are over 6 feet tall. Their key returner, Aaron Crosstree, a 6-foot junior, 22 points in a win over Dayton last week. He hit 6 3-point field goals. He can really hit it from outside. Derek Higgins, a 6'1" senior, is their only returning starter from last season. He had 13 points in a win over DeSales last year. Last year here at Liberty Christian, the Patriots really slowed the pace down. They won it 52-40 and really shut down the fast break game of DeSales, which you can do on this floor in a couple of ways. The court is very short, so you can play the passing lanes easier and get back on defense. The other way is to get the lead and kind of take the air out of the ball a little bit and look for Terry Watson's guys to try to do that. But down at DeSales later in the year, it was quite a different story. 68-56, DeSales won it. That's a 28 improvement on offense. Let's go ahead.
Welcome back.
The Patriot Pavilion, as the announcer you can hear.
The power, the passion, the pride of Liberty Christian Patriot basketball.
Well, DeSales girls were able to squelch that power 49-43. Let's see how the boys can come out. Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineup. For DeSales, Nick Conley is 5'11 senior will start. Casey Worth, 5'11 junior will start. Cesar Lopez, a 5'10 senior, will start. Cesar's been in double figures every contest so far this year. Nick Richard, a 6-foot senior, will start. And Ben Wall, a 6'2 junior, gets a start as well. But Greg Vasari will go to his bench early and often. He feels that depth is an excellent weapon for his experienced squad, who made it all the way to the state tournament last year and has everybody back in the starting lineup except for Kyle Moore, who graduated. For the Patriots, Aaron Crosbury, the 6-foot junior, will start. He's the guy that I mentioned had 22 points against Dayton. Israel Morgan, a 5'11 sophomore, will start. Derek Higgins, the only returning starter from last year's squad, he's a 6'1 senior. Jared Garten, a 6'3 senior, and Robbie Chalmers, a 6'3 junior. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off here from Richland, the boys fighting for first place early in the Blue Mountain League season against Liberty Christian when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Save up to $5,000 on America's best-selling pickup, best-selling sport utility, and the best-in-class full-size sport utility. Hi, this is Kirk Williams from your Ford Connection, Ford of Walla Walla and Pendleton Ford. Right now, when you purchase a new Ford F-Series truck, you can receive rebates up to $5,000 when you finance with Ford Motor Credit. Choose from the Ford F-150, the best-selling truck for the past 27 years, the best-selling Explorer, and the best-in-class Expedition. But hurry before these huge rebates are gone for all the newest Ford F-Series trucks. Shop Pendleton Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Ford of Walla Walla, or visit us online at yourfordconnection.com.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Phil Smith, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730, located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton. That's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Rabies is a fatal viral disease that affects the central nervous system of almost all mammals. Animals contract rabies through the bite of an infected animal or from contact with infected saliva on abraded skin. Prevention is the only way to combat rabies for the protection of your pet and family members. Contact your Walla Walla area veterinarian today for a comprehensive vaccination program for your pets that includes protection against rabies. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Yeah, perfect timing. We just finished our pregame prayer, and we're ready to go. Irish huddling up with Coach Greg Ferrazzari directly below my vantage point. The gym is packed. In case you've just joined us, we're here in Richland, Washington, home of the Liberty Christian Patriots. It's basically a middle school gymnasium and high school athletes get from one end to the other in a hurry. They have padding up around the old stage and along the wall, but a lot of bodies will be banging around, five rows of bleachers on each side. It's toe-to-toe in the stands, or shoulder-to-shoulder in the stands and toe-to-toe all around the gym. And during the girls' game, they had to do a little crowd control. And the opening tip controlled by the Patriots all the way back near the end line by Aaron Crosstree, and Cesar Lopez will check him. Now deep left wing, it goes to Morgan. Morgan now in the corner to Chalmers. Chalmers goes baseline all the way up and in, and Chalmers at 6'3", puts it up and in from the left side with the right hand, and the Patriots have the early 2-0 lead. Experience game-wise this season definitely in favor of the Patriots, already playing their eighth game, the Sales playing their fourth. See if the Irish working now against the zone, and that's what Terry Watson likes to do against the Sales. Plays the zone, tries to slow the pace down. Worth gets around Morgan and hits a 12-footer. Casey Worth scores it. So the Patriots want a slow-paced half-court game. The Irish want to run it up and down. Down inside for Garten, we've got a whistle and a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul as big Jared Garten. Garten is 6'3". And he's over 200 pounds, and he and Ben Wall are going to have a good matchup all night long. And Garten called for the offensive foul, trying to create space underneath. So Ben Wall, honorable mention, all-state football player, a junior, matching up against Garten, a 6'3 senior. That'll be an interesting matchup inside. Conley gets it to Nick Richard in the corner, now to Lopez. Loses the dribble, now gets it back now to Nick Richard. He'll fire the three. Off the iron, won't go. Wall with the strong rebound, has it stripped away. It's going to go out of bounds off of the Patriots. So Ben Wall got the rebound but couldn't get it back up. He and Garten fighting for position now on the inbound play. Lopez looks to get inside instead of outside to Nick Richard. Now up high to Nick Conley. Conley surveys the defense, swing it to Nick Richard. Nick, one bounce, now a pass to Nick Conley, who backs it all the way out to the red circle with the LC in it. Swing it to Lopez for three. It's an air ball. And Ben Wall caught under the basket with Derek Higgins is going to pick up the foul. That was a tough one on Ben. He was standing under the basket. Higgins went up for the rebound and came down up on top of Wall. Ben felt he had that position. The ref said you moved underneath him. Irish will show some pressure. Chalmers with Nick Richard on him. Nick, another one of those all-state football players. Lob inside for Garten. Tipped by Wall. Controlled by Worth. Good defense by Ben. Worth into front court to Nick Conley. Spot up for three. In and out. Stays out. Wall with the offensive rebound. Reverse slam with the right hand. He's got a pin. Wall. Great body control. He bodied up on Garten. Got the rebound with his back to the basket and laid it in with his back to the basket. Ben Wall, nice offensive rebound put back. The Sales up 4-2. 6 minutes to go first quarter. Higgins looks to get inside, said drives himself and scores it. Derek Higgins, nice dribble drive on the baseline. We're tied at four. 5:50 to go, first quarter. Lopez will back it out now, and the Irish will set up. Now the Patriots look to be in a man defense this possession. Baseline drive by Nick Richards. Nick Conley, excuse me, inside, in and out. Boy, I got a little tongue-tied there. Shot was in and out, and then on the rebound we've got a tie-up between Garten and Nick Conley. And the arrow should be in favor of the Irish as the Liberty Christian Patriots got the opening tip. And so Greg Vasari gets things squared away with the officials, and Cesar Lopez gets the ball and will look to inbound. They get it to Wall, now up high to Nick Conley. Nick Conley in the corner to Lopez for three on the way. It's off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped by Worth, but out of bounds. We're tied at four, 5:33. The clock actually ticked off a couple seconds there as I was trying to read the time. The ball is out of bounds. Inbounds for Morgan, now to Higgins. Higgins with Nick Conley on him. Now back to Morgan, deep on the left wing. Now he dribbles high between the circles. Worth on him. Now deep left wing goes to Derek Higgins. Down the corner for Garten. Off his hand, out of bounds. They say last touch by Ben Wall. Good effort by Ben Wall. The 6'2 juniors had a good start to this game. They lob it inside for Garten. Goes right off his chin to Ben Wall. He couldn't handle the pass. Wall gets the steal. Conley Kicks it out after a drive, kicks it to Worth. Casey will drive in, shot partially blocked, gets his own rebound, puts it back and up and in with the left hand. Worth got four, Irish up 6-4, 4:56 to go in the first quarter. Now to Sale, shows pressure. Pass too high for Chalmers, tipped by Wall, Worth to Lopez. Lopez will fire the quick three and hit it. They say it's a two, but the Irish get the turnover and a basket. Kerry Watson does not like that pace to the game. Timeout Patriots. And the clock continues to run on this timeout. I'll say it's at 4:40 because that's where it should have been. It continues to run. DeSales up 8-4. We'll break away on 100.7 FM KHSS. Should be at 4:40.
The local economy is important to everyone who lives here. Our local economy benefits when we spend our disposable income right here at home. At Community Bank, they invest your money right here because they believe in our communities. They help build new homes, additions, garages, and barns. They help you buy trucks and trailers. They truly are local money working for local people. See the difference at Community Bank in Pendleton, Hermiston, Milton, Freewater, and Walla Walla. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the clock operator's had some issues tonight. Let the clock run about the first 10 seconds of that timeout. He resets it at 4:38, and the Patriots will inbound against pressure as the Irish have scored four in a row. Matt Pizzari and Gavin Spees, Jake Moore, have all checked in after that timeout. They're on the floor with Lopez and Wall. So Worth, Nick Conley, and Nick Richard have sat down. The Patriots still have their start to check that. They brought in Isaac Broninen, a 6'2 senior, is in the game. From the corner is Chalmers. Shot won't go. Pizzari controls the rebound up to Lopez. Irish want to run. Up 8-4 at the ball. Gavin Spees for three on the right wing. He's got it. Gavin Spees caught it and dropped it. 11-4. DeSales has scored seven in a row. Pizzari and Broninen collide backcourt on a screen situation. No call. Chalmers the other way goes baseline. Cut off by Moore, foul by Jake Moore. That's a tough situation for a defensive player. They force the guy all the way underneath the basket, and then when he tries to jump back in position to shoot it, he creates the contact, but 99% of the time the defensive player gets the call. Jake Moore's foul, and Chalmers, who at the opening basket of the game for the Patriots, will shoot two free throws. His first one is off the mark. 3:52 to go. First quarter, 11-4, DeSales on top. Michael Richard checks in. Michael hit his hand, right arm, hard off the backboard on an alley-oop attempt against Tri-City Prep, and he's got his shoulder heavily wrapped. Chalmers hits the second free throw, and they wanted a sub in, but they don't get it, and the Irish will move up court, leading 11-5. The sub is Nick Conley. Baseline, Spees, trap, kicked out to Lopez, got a whistle, and the clock isn't running. So, continue to have issues at the clock. They didn't get the sub in, and I think he was a little flustered over that and then forgot to start the clock. It'll all work out in the end. So Nick Conley does get in, and Casey Worth sits down. Irish with the ball leading 11-5. 3:44, the clock is running. And Jake Moore gets a step into the lane, but he's called for traveling. So Jake, a little too eager there. Irish will press full court. Leading 11-5. Chalmers gets it into Derek Higgins. Now in backcourt still to Israel Morgan with Pizzari on him. Morgan into front court, 15-footer. Won't go. Gavin Spees rebound. All green shirts under the board. They're up the right side to Nick Conley. Down low to Jake Moore. And the ball goes out of bounds off the Patriots. Even with the short court, DeSales really pushing it hard. They're used to this, though. They played Prescott at their gym, which is even smaller than this one. Inbounds to Spees. Gets Morgan in the air and dumps it nicely to Jake Moore for the lay-in. Nice drive and assist by Gavin Spees. He got the first defender in the air. Moore's guy came to stop him, and then Spees just dumped it to Moore for the easy lay-in. Irish up 13-5. Morgan for three won't go. All green shirts again. Gavin Spees having a real good first quarter. He gets the rebound now to Nick Conley in the front court. Irish up 13-5, 2:58 to go first quarter. The Patriots 4-0 in conference play. DeSales 2-0. Cesari, little 15-footer, goes about 14, air ball, but he tries to keep it alive. Rebound goes to Broninen, and then Pizzari's going to foul him. So Matt, very aggressive, drove, shot a 14-footer that went about 13 feet. He knew it was short, followed the shot aggressively, and picks up the foul. His first, third on to Sales. Irish pressure, the Patriot inbound. Cross-court pass to Israel Morgan, a 5'11 sophomore. Cesari on him, still in backcourt. He gets it into front court now. Matt still pressuring Morgan. Now swing it over to Chalmers, still outside the key. Deep left corner goes to Aaron Crosstreet. Crosstreet, baseline, tough left-handed scoop shot, right-handed scoop shot. Nice shot by Aaron Crosstreet. Up and under with that one, 13-7 to Sales. Feeds to Conley in the lane, kick out to Michael Richard, loses it to Crosstreet. Crosstreet into front court, a chance to get a little run going. Crosstreet in the corner to Morgan. Morgan looks to penetrate, stick kicks out to Crosstreet. Three, over speed, air ball, rebound, Michael Richard. Outlet to Nick Conley. Irish with the ball, just under 2 minutes to go, first quarter, up 13-7. Nick Conley pass on the left wing, stolen by Crosstreet. Uncontested, he'll go up and miss the lay-in. Rebound Higgins, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the rebound on Nick Conley, but Crosstreet missed the wide open lay-in. Nick Conley after the shot on the Higgins rebound. Ben Wall, Nick Richard, Casey Worth come in. Michael Richard, Jake Moore and Matt Pizzari sit down. Patriots will inbound. Irish up by six at 13-7. To get it into Higgins. Jump stop, 8-footer over Wall. Off the arm, won't go. Feeds with another rebound. Gavin spells his last name with one S at the end. I spell mine with two, no relation. Ball tipped away from Nick Conley. Higgins has got it now to Chalmers. So the Irish have turned it over a couple times in a row now. Higgins, jump stop in the lane after the ball was stripped, and his shot's blocked by Feeds. Pass ahead by Conley, knocked away by Crosstreet, but it goes out of bounds. And Nick Conley, little trouble taking care of the ball the last three possessions. He's frustrated with himself, and Cesar Lopez is going to check in for him with 1:23 to go in the first quarter. The crowd backs out of the way in this tightly packed gym, and Casey Worth will inbound it. He gets it to to Lopez. Now to Gavin Spees. Backside goes all the way in with a one-hander and scores it. Gavin Spees has 5 points in the quarter, some rebounds, and a nice assist. The 6-foot senior is doing a nice job. Chalmers with Spees on him. Now to Higgins. Higgins down low to Chalmers. Wide open. Nobody on him. A breakdown on the defense there. Chalmers has five. The Patriots down 15-9. Inside a minute to go, first quarter. The Irish gave up an easy one there with the defensive breakdown. Lopez now standing in the half-court circle, sets the offense. Now to Spees, backside cut to Wall. Ben just can't quite get the handle on it, and he's called for traveling. Nice little play and a pass by Spees. He drew the double team, dumped it to Wall, but Ben kind of got the ball stuck on his hip and traveled. So the Patriots down by six with the ball, 40 seconds to go, first quarter. To Morgan in the corner to Chalmers. Wall cuts him off, now he backs it out to Morgan. Morgan dribbles up the top of the key, now hands it to Higgins. Right side Kroski, pass down low to Broninen. He can't handle it. And the Patriots turn it over. 28 seconds to go, first quarter. Irish with the ball leading 15-9. Nick Richard will lean up against the wall in this tight gym and then bounce pass it into Cesar Lopez. Cesar walks it into the front court. Now deep right wings it to Worth. Worth penetrates, 15-footers. Got it. Casey Worth, a good first quarter. He's got six, and the Irish are up by eight. It's 17-9. And Worth slaps away from Crosby. Casey's got it and then can't handle it. Wanted the foul call. Crosby, very physical, challenging after Casey Steele. The 5'11 junior doing a nice job defensively there after he hit the nice bucket. 9 seconds to go now. Ball tipped. Nick Richards going to steal this one, and his pass ahead to Lopez goes out of bounds. So the Sales getting the steal, but they can't quite finish. 7 seconds now, but the Patriots' last two possessions have not been able to get it across half court. Higgins wants it. Hits the pass too deep for him. Lopez has got it, and then Broninen runs over him for the foul. And 1 second goes off the clock. Broninen's foul, his first, second on the Patriots. So now with 6 seconds to go, after three straight to Sales steals, they'll try to inbound it and get a bucket here at the end of the quarter. Pass tipped by Broninen. Lopez got it. He shoots a three straight away. Won't go. Chalmers with the rebound. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter. I got to work on my English. He got it. He had it. Lopez shot it, couldn't hit it. But an entertaining first quarter, especially if you're an Irish fan. DeSales trying to sweep this doubleheader. The girls win. The boys up 17-9 after one quarter on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Can you afford to play the market? It's pretty tough to do without sound advice from people like Bill Fleener at Piper Jaffray. Let Bill Fleener help you assess your investment risks and maximize your returns. There's simply no substitute for experience. For more than 100 years now, Piper Jaffray has been a member of the New York Stock Exchange and the SIPC. Give Bill Fleener a call today at 525-0590. That's 525-0590. Piper Jaffray, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
You knew December was a special month, and all along you thought it was because of the holidays. But you were wrong. It's time for Toyota-thon, Toyota's biggest sales event. Here at Imagine Toyota, we're celebrating with huge savings on all Toyotas in stock. New 2005 Corollas starting at $13,995, and America's favorite car, new Camrys starting at $17,995. See dealer for details. We need to sell 50 new Toyotas in December, and with interest rates as low as 1.9%, this is the best month to buy your new Toyota. So don't wait. Hurry down to Imagine Toyota in the beautiful Eastgate, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, a good defensive first quarter for DeSales. The Patriots put up 65 points in their win over Dayton Saturday. DeSales holds them to just 9 in the first quarter on the Patriots' home court. DeSales up 17-9. Casey Wirth, 6 first quarter points. Gavin Spees, 5 points and already 3 rebounds for the 6-foot senior. He's on the bench to start the second quarter. Inbounds to Derek Higgins, and he goes in and scores it. Nick Conley went for the steal, and Derek Higgins made him pay as he gets by him and scores. 17-11, the sales. Nick Conley penetrates to the foul line, kick out to Pizzari. 3 on the way, out the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped and controlled by Will Higgins, a 6'2 sophomore who's in the game for the Patriots. Derek Higgins goes baseline, got a whistle, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the drive. We'll see what's on. And the foul is going to be on Nick Conley, his second, 4th, 5th on the sale. And it's not a shooting foul, so Derek Higgins will inbound it for the Patriots. Pizzari, Nick Richard, Mike Richard, Nick Conley, and Cesar Lopez on the floor for the sales. They lob it inside to Broninen. Broninen. And he's got it. Quick three the other way. Too long, but Pizzari with the offensive rebound. He misses, and Chalmers with the rebound. The Patriots down by 4 with the ball. Inside for Broninen. Broninen, he can't handle it. Lopez with the steal, and then he's fouled from behind, I think, by Will Higgins. Yes, it is. That's Higgins first, 3rd on the Patriots. So the Liberty Christian has come out and scored the first 4 points of the second quarter to cut an 8-point deficit in half. It's 17-13 to Sales with the ball. Pizzari drives in the lane, kicks it out to Pizzari. Now up high to Gavin Spees, who checked in. Spees for 3 on the way, in and out, stays out. Chalmers with the rebound. Higgins gets behind the defense, long pass in. Now Pizzari gets back, lot of contact, no call. Lopez with the rebound. Spees are into front court. Pass tip, but Pizzari's got it. He'll pull up from 16, off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Higgins. Higgins with Spees on him. Pushes it into front court. Stripped by Spees. Higgins gets it back. Now Chalmers has got it. Now to Higgins. That's Will Higgins, who's in the game here for the first time here in the second quarter. To Chalmers. Back to Higgins. Higgins, a little rocker step on Spees. Now to Will Higgins. Now to Broninen. Broninen's shot won't go from 15. Pizarro with the rebound outlet to Lopez. Caesar pushes it into front court. Now we'll slow it down. Out of Pizzari, back to Lopez. Caesar between the circles now, dribbles right into the half-court circle now. Right side, Spees. Spees goes baseline, tough shot. Off the iron, won't go. Fouled by Will Higgins. So we've got Derek and Will Higgins out there. All these teams with these brothers. Last week it was Tri-City Prep with 3 Campbells on the floor for most of the game. So Gavin Spees is at a... easily, I think, his best effort so far in a DeSales uniform here in the first half. He's got 5 points, 3 rebounds, a couple of assists, and now a chance to hit the first free throws for DeSales. He misses the front end of the 2-shot foul. Pizzari will sit down and Casey Wirth checks in. And Will Higgins sits down, and big Jared Garten, the 6'3 senior, comes back in. Irish have yet to score here, nearly 2 minutes into the second quarter, but they have now as Gavin hits the second one. Irish up 18-13, 6 minutes to go in the half. Chalmers with the ball. Up high between the circles, deep right wing to Bronneman. Bronneman lobs in for Garten. The big guy's got it, goes up strong. Shot won't go. Worth with the rebound. Between the leg with the dribble. Defense gets back. Casey now will push it up. Everybody over on the left side. Casey goes down the right side. Jump stop. Tried to leave a pass for Spees, and he's called for traveling. Casey, good recognition. Everybody defensively was over on the left. He drove all the way deep right and tried to jump stop and then pass it off and travel. 18-13 to Sales, up by 5. 5:47 to go in the half. Garten comes back for the pass. Passes up towards the cross. Three stolen by Lopez. Caesar, easy pick and scoop all the way into the lane. Shot blocked by Garten, and Higgins has got it. Nice job by Garten. Now Higgins loses his footing. Ball's loose, goes to Worth. Worth shot blocked by Higgins. Chalmers has it. So two straight block shots by the Patriots. Ahead to Crosby. Tough scoop shot. He's fouled hard by Michael Richards. And Aaron Crosby will go to the free throw line. Michael Richard picks up the foul. Every shot being contested. And here comes a limping Margot Robinson. She's got an ice bag around that left ankle. And the girls' game, Margot scored 8 points and held Caitlin Dunham, with help from some others, to just 9. And the Irish girls won it. 49-43. So Aaron Crosby at the free throw line. They wipe up a little perspiration. And Crosby will shoot two. His first one's off the mark. It's been a nice night for the Crosbys. Their little sister, I think it was their little sister, sung the national anthem before the girls' game. And their older brother, Daniel, visited me up here in the Crow's Nest and told me about his job at Walmart. So I've gotten to know the Crosbys a little bit. And Aaron misses them both. And the Irish will rebound and come the other way. 5:20 to go in the first half. Gavin Season left wing, dumped it inside for Jake Moore. Blocked by Garten. Jared Garten's second block shot, the big 6'3 senior. To Crosby, to Bronneman. Bronneman's 15-footer, he's got it. And the Patriots have outscored the Sales 6-1 here in the second quarter. 18-15 Irish. Lopez, shake and bake, 15-footer air ball, and it hits the out-of-bounds line. Cesar Lopez, in transition, pulled up, a little crossover dribble, 15-foot jumper that was way off the mark. Nick Conley and Ben Wall come in. Lopez and Michael Richards sit down. So the Patriots, who were down 8 at the quarter break, are now down just 3 and with the basketball. The Irish have yet to hit a field goal in this second quarter. Chalmers with Spees on him. Brings it into front court. Loses it off his leg, then Spees knocks it out of bounds. They say last touch by Chalmers, and he knew it, and he'll head the other way. Good defense by Gavin Spees right in front of the DeSales bench. Greg Vasari, the head coach, along with Todd Kimball and Rob Holtzinger, the coaching staff for DeSales, had to like that defense by Gavin Spees. Pass inside by Spees, wild one out of bounds. Casey Worth was cutting underneath and then was cut off. And Casey said, hey, I was held. That's kind of like pass interference in a football game, but no call there. But Nick Conley steals the inbound by the Patriots. Conley in the lane, can't get Crosby in the air. Tough crossover, he scores it. Nick Conley tried to get Crosby in the air and couldn't do it to his left. Then a tough crossover to his right. Nick Conley's first points of the game. Irish get their first field goal of the second quarter. It is 20-15, 4:22 to go in the half. Let's see if that gets the Irish offense going. Bronneman with four on him, now to Chalmers. Spees all over him. Chalmers goes baseline, cut off. Then everybody leaves him, and he shoots an air ball from 15. Ben Wall with the rebound to Nick Conley. Long pass to Worth. He corrals it, but the defense is back. Casey, bounce pass to Worth. Or to Conley in the corner to Gavin Spees for three. Gavin Spees, 9 points. And for the first time, Gavin looks comfortable offensively for the Irish. He's a transfer student, moved to Walla Walla from Waitsburg during the summer. Outlet to Crosby for three on the way. Won't go. Jake Moore high for the rebound. So the Irish, after seeing the Patriots run off the first 6 points of the quarter, have scored 5 in a row. Ben Wall backs in on Garten and travels. Irish up by 8, which is what they led by at the end of the first quarter. Derek Higgins checks back in, and Chalmers sits down. Derek Higgins, Crosscree, Aaron Crosscree, and Garten, three starters on the floor for the Patriots, along with Isaac Broneman, a 6'2 senior off the bench. And the other reserve for the Patriots out there, check that, Israel Morgan's a starter. Gavin Spees reaches in on Derek Higgins in backcourt. Gavin's first foul, and that'll drive a coach crazy. He's 50 feet from the basket. And then the clock stops, and that pushes the sails over the limit. So Higgins will shoot the front end of a one-on-one, and he hits it. The 6'1 senior's got 5 points. 23-16, the sails up by 7. Higgins takes a deep breath, got blue wristbands on both forearms. Second free throw is in and out and stays out. Jake Moore with the rebound. Outlet to Nick Conley. Nick will push it into front court. Patriots back on defense. Nick penetrates, crossover right around Garten, and he scoops to the basket. Nick Conley scored 4 in a row. He had a tough first quarter, but he's really been assertive offensively since coming in there. A couple of tough moves in traffic for points. And the Irish are up by 9 now, their biggest lead of the game, 25-16. Israel Morgan tries to settle down the offense to Crosby. Pass for Broneman, stolen by Jake Moore. Good post defense by Jake. Outlet to Nick Conley. To Gavin Spees up the right wing. Gavin tries to pass it down on the end line. Kicked out of bounds by Garten. The Sails settling things down a bit after the Patriots had scored the first 5 points of this second quarter to cut the Irish lead to 3 and actually have the ball on a couple of possessions. Chance to cut it to 1 or tie it. But now the Sails has it back up to a 9-point advantage. Gavin Spees is going to get a break. Pass inbounds. Garten steals it ahead to Crosstree. Crosstree over the front of the rim with the finger roll. Good elevation by Aaron Crosstree, and the Patriots turn the turnover into points. 25-18. The Sails with the ball leading now by 7. 2:39 to go first half. Casey Worth, deep three over Garten, off the iron, won't go. Ben Wall with a strong rebound and the putback. Ben grabbed with two hands in traffic with Morgan and put it in. Nice job by Ben Wall. Pass stolen by Nick Conley on the inbound to Cesar Lopez. Lopez shot blocked. Morgan's got it. Morgan ahead to Broneman. Broneman challenged by Conley. Pass down low to Higgins. Higgins up strong, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Jake Moore. Jake Moore moving in on Derek Higgins, and Higgins will shoot. We'll see if it's a two-shot foul or one-on-one.
Number 8 on the Irish.
8 fouls on DeSales, 4 on the Patriots. Irish up by 9. The DeSales Irish are fun to watch, and at times hard to commentate because they are going 100 miles an hour all the time. Higgins, after hitting his first free throw a moment ago, has now missed 2 in a row. He's got 5 points. Last year he had a 13-point game when these teams met on this floor. He hits the second one. Irish inbound leading by 8, 27-19. 2:10 to go in the half. Nick Conley at the top of the key gets a screen from Wall, pushes over to the right side, now to Lopez in the right corner. Tries to reverse his dribble on Higgins. It goes off Higgins out of bounds. And right in the corner, Cesar Lopez will actually, he's going to, the official went into the corner of the ball. Cesar Lopez, about even with the three-point line, gets it to Jake Moore. Nobody comes out on him. Jake will drive on Garten, and we've got a foul called. Nobody guarded Jake, so he just took it to the rack, and he's fouled by Jared Garten. Good aggressive move by the 6'2 sophomore, Jake Moore, and he'll shoot 2 free throws. The Sails 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 1:59 to go in the half. Irish up 27-19. Their lead is 8. Their biggest lead has been 9. And that's where it is right now as Jake hits the first free throw. The Sales girls, winners 49-43. The Irish boys trying to move to 4-0 here against a Patriot club that is undefeated at 4-0 in conference. The Sales will play Waitsburg tomorrow night. Those three teams come into tonight's play undefeated in conference play. Jake's second free throw hits the rim, rolls, and drops. So Jake Moore's got 4 now, and the Irish have their biggest lead, 10 points, 29-19, 1:55 to go in the half. Morgan, almost stripped by Lopez, but Morgan keeps a nice job ball handling the ball by the sophomore. Now to Chalmers, to Crosby in the corner to Higgins. Higgins goes baseline, a lot of traffic. Wall comes out of there with it ahead to Lopez. Caesar will control it. A lot of slapping, no call. Lopez finds Worth behind the defense underneath. He scores. He's fouled. Nice pass by Caesar Lopez. He had the ball in two hands. His shoulders turned to his left. He rips the pass to the right baseline under the basket. Casey catches it with two hands, puts it up strong. He's fouled by Morgan, his second, first, excuse me. And Casey will try to complete the three-point play. He's got 8 points. Jake Moore and Ben Wall will sit down to a nice hand, and Nick Richard and Michael Richard, the Richard brothers, come in. And Casey completes the three-point play. He's got 9 points, and DeSales is up by 13 now at 32-19. A minute 30 to go in the first half. Casey Worth playing very good defense on Israel Morgan as he crosses half court. And that's an area of Casey's game where he has really improved. Derek Higgins trapped on the baseline. Kick out to Bronneman. Bronneman from 15. Shot blocked by Michael Richards. To Worth. To Michael. Michael in transition the other way. Goes all the way up. Lays it in. He's fouled. And just like that, early in the quarter, the Patriots within three. Now the Irish up by 15. And Michael Richards goes coast to coast after blocking the shot. He blocked it to Casey Worth. Got it back. And Michael goes strong the other way. The foul was on Higgins. I think, was that foul on Derek Higgins? Number 10 on Morgan. Thank you. Morgan's second. .111 to go in the first half. Irish up 34-19 on a run here to end the half. Richard, so back-to-back three-point plays. First by Worth, now by Richard. And which was once a three-point game has ballooned out to a 16-point DeSales advantage, and the crowd is very quiet here in the Patriot Pavilion. Irish up 35-16. There's Lopez with a steal on Higgins. He lays it in, and just like that, the Irish are blowing this one open. Terry Watson's got to be thinking about a timeout, but we're inside a minute to go in the quarter. But this is the Irish game plan. They can turn it up in a hurry. Losing it at the other end is Ben Wright Price, who checks in. Here come the Irish again. Lopez for three. Got it. What a run by DeSales. 40-19. And all Terry Watson can do is stand with his hands across his chest as DeSales just ripping off the points. Higgins drives the other way. Shot won't go. He's fouled. And that stops the madness briefly. A quick, at least 9-0 run by DeSales. A three-pointer the hard way by Casey Worth, three-pointer the hard way by Michael Richard, and then a in-transition three-point field goal by Lopez. 40-19 DeSales. Bees with two fouls. Derek Higgins will shoot two free throws, his third trip to the line. A huge run by DeSales. It was a three-point game. And that free throw stops, gosh, I think about a 16-point DeSales run. It's 40-20 now. Higgins' second free throw is also good. He's hit three in a row now. 40-21, Irish up by 19. Let's see if they play for one here. 20 seconds left in the half. Worth to Richard. Ball tipped away. Gavin Spies will save it near half court. Now Cesar Lopez says, give me the ball. He's standing in the red half court circle. 6 seconds to go. He'll try to drive on Higgins. Cross over in the lane. Pull up from 5 feet. He's got it. Cesar Lopez just taking him to school. He scored 7 in a row. Well, 5 out of his 7 in the second quarter. And DeSales doubles up on the Patriots at the half. 42-21. We'll be right back with our halftime report and a visit with Irish head coach Tim Duncan of the Lady Irish when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSF.
Coming back empty-handed isn't hunting, it's hiking. Say, ever been hunting when it's so cold that your breath freezes? Well, then you need some of those Danner Pronghorn hunting boots, and LNG is the place to get them. Danner Pronghorn hunting boots have 1,000-gram toe-saving insulation, so you'll be plenty comfortable even on the coldest of hunts. And, like all Pronghorns, these Danner boots are extremely lightweight and agile. Get your Danners today at LNG Ranch Supply, 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
Talk about bad luck. First, one of the kids left the dome light on in the car, needed to be jumped the next morning before I could get to work. Then the wife locked her keys in the car and needed expert help getting the door open without damage. Then we needed a rental car after our own car broke down the day before our trip to the in-laws for the holidays. Each time, we called the same place. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental. No, we haven't needed a tow for a while, but you can guess who we'd call. Lightfoot's Towing at 525-1680. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, an honored sponsor of this Irish radio broadcast.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at Liberty Christian's home gymnasium, the home of the Patriots, and the Irish boys up 42-21 at the half. I've been trying to take care of some public service announcements during the break. John Thomas got to find a ride home, so we got a phone number down for him, and I've got Tim Duncan here with me. We've got our new equipment set up. I'll turn his mic up. I hope he can hear me in the headphones now. He's nodding his head yes. And it took us a few games to get Coach Duncan up here, and but we haven't had very many doubleheader broadcasts. Our routine is to have Tim come up at the half of the boys' game, and we've only had a couple of these, Tim, and a very good effort by your girls. They went at 49-43, a lot of great efforts by your girls. Andrea Wujek fouls out the 4:44 mark. Your tallest player on the floor is 5'8". Their shortest player is 5'10". Great effort all night long. You hold Caitlin Dunham to 9 points. They were all talking about the 1,000-point ceremony, and that's not going to happen against you guys. Just talk to us about your reflections on the game now that you've had a half to sit and think about it.
Well, you know, first thing, you know, I really thought the worst thing that happened to us going into this game was Dayton beat Liberty by 27. And, you know, I talked to Jerry before the game, and you know, he said, Lord, we talked about that game, and, you know, hopefully we're going to come out and play a lot better. Well, as soon as he said that, you know, you knew they were going to come out and play a lot better, especially being on their own court. But I thought our girls, you know, sometimes you win a game on guts, you know, and I thought that's what happened tonight. I thought that, you know, obviously we were overmatched size-wise. We're on their court. You know, so, you know, calls were going their way a little bit, and I thought, you know, the game got a little bit physical, but I thought the whole game, I thought we out-hustled them. I mean, the whole game. I mean, I'm sure we didn't get rebounds because they went over the back a little bit. You know, some things happened, some things didn't. But I thought we out-hustled them the whole game. And I thought that's the reason we won the ball game. And the other thing, too, we had some kids step up and make some big plays. You know, and that was huge. Kelly Tuggle was huge.
Right.
Absolutely huge.
You know, she had a situation there in the fourth quarter where twice in a row they stripped her and stole it. You know, and I think I said on the air, you know, last year she'd have had her head down and sitting on the bench.
Right.
This year she goes baseline against a 5'11 player and makes a bucket.
Right.
And then
exactly.
She does it again from the other side when you guys really needed that to
absolutely
happen.
We had to have those because we were kind of getting a little stagnant. And we didn't have anybody stepping up and really wanting to make a play.
And she hit a free throw, too.
Right.
But anyway, it was just a fun game to watch. I got a chance to visit with four of your seniors from last year, two in the pregame, Megan Stoll and Shannon Wolford, and then Sarah Spees and Nicole Moore-Marco at the half. And they liked our toughness, like you said.
Yeah.
They just wished we weren't making so many turnovers.
But
that didn't really happen, but the gutty effort was excellent by your girls all night long. And I've had to pick the Dairy Queen player of the games up to this point, but I'm going to let you do that one tonight, and you're welcome to give away a couple if you like.
Well, you know, I think that just all alone, I think this thing's got to go to Kelly Tuggle. She just did some really good things. And, you know, we didn't start her tonight because of the matchup.
They're so tall.
Yeah, they're so tall. So we wanted to go as big as we could, and we had to get Margo in to play Dunham. So we wanted to stay as big as we could. So she didn't get to start tonight. You know, and she understood what the reasoning was. And I said, you know what, though, sometimes you're going to get into that game and we're going to have a problem matchup-wise. And, you know, how you handle it's going to determine how long you play. And so I thought she really played tough. She had some posted up on quite a bit there in the fourth quarter and early in the game, and I thought she handled it really well. But again, gosh, she just made some big plays for us offensively.
I agree. You know, 7 points in the second half. And like I said, back to that sequence, twice in a row she got stolen away from her by those long-armed, tall girls.
Yeah.
But she came right back and kept challenging. She did a great job.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of honorable mentions have got to go out.
Oh, gosh.
Nicole Duncan, both on Dunham, and Ashley Hamada,
5'1",
out, a freshman playing on that girl. And you guys, obviously everybody's helping out,
right?
But as a team, you guys did a great job on Dunham all night, and so I thought it was just a great effort by your girls.
I agree. And turnover-wise, we always commit a lot of turnovers here. I mean, we every year, and you know, but normally they do too, because
right.
it's such an intense game,
yeah.
And everybody's trying so hard to make
right.
some things happen. But we always do. But you're right. You name those as honorable mentions. Absolutely, you know. And Ashley Cox, she was hurt in the whole second half, and she stepped up and really played well. She shot the ball well. I wish we could have gotten her some more looks. But I'm really happy with her kids. Yeah,
like your rebounding. I think Roosh had 8 and 7 for Duncan, 6 for Robinson, 6 for Wujek. That's just very good balance
really
on the boards.
Yeah.
And you guys out rebound them by 8, and they're way taller than you guys.
Right.
Hey, we haven't had a chance to visit. You know, you're undefeated in league play. You lost your first two games, and now you've won 4 in a row.
Right.
You go to Yakima to play an excellent LaSalle team tomorrow, and then you play Riverside Christian, a team you were able to beat on the road, a team that went to state.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a kind of a good thing going here over break. What's your feelings about where you're at and where you'd hope to be, and just kind of look down the road a little bit into the Blue Mountain League season?
You know, I think right now, as far as where I'd hope to be, I don't think we're shooting the ball as well as I thought we would at this point in time, but I think it's going to get better. I mean, I really believe, you know, just like, you know, you look at Margo. I think Margo turned the corner right there at the end of the ball
game.
Yeah,
with the free throw shooting. She couldn't hit the rim, and then she hits 4 in a row.
Right. I think she kind of turned the corner a little bit, and getting her back and getting her a little more active offensively is going to help us. Defensively, sometimes I'm not sure we play tough defense. We play good defense, but sometimes it wasn't tough defense. Tonight it was tough defense. And if that keeps coming on and we shoot the ball a little bit better, we're going to be just fine.
No, I agree. And it's going to be a fun league this year. I mean, last year you'd had that core group of older players, you know, some of them I got to visit with tonight, that you kind of knew what the makeup of your team was going to be. And this year, you know, now tonight's kind of a little bit of a picture into what this team hopefully will evolve into.
Right.
Just, and Dayton's in the league, that kind of changes things. Just real quick, handicap the league for us.
Well, I mean, obviously there's, I think, 4 that are pretty equal and that are above the rest, and that's us, Liberty Christian, Dayton, and Tucson. And on any given night, one team can knock off the other. You know, Pomeroy's a lot better. Waysburg has some talent. Sometimes they play well, sometimes they don't. But they can go out and beat somebody. I think this is the best girls' league that we've had since I've been coaching.
I would agree from top to bottom.
I don't even think it's comparison.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? Liberty really had to have this game because you can't lose a home game to a contender. The biggest thing is we got to win all our home games, and we got to try and split on the road somewhere. And hopefully this win here helps us. Maybe get Dayton or Tucci, and that's going to help us a lot.
It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys won 5 straight Blue Mountain League titles, and if you can do that again, that'll be a real feather in your cap because the league is tough.
Oh, this is a really tough league.
Well, we'll enjoy visiting with you from now on the doubleheaders, and enjoy your Christmas.
All right, you too, Mike. Thanks.
And good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. The Irish girls travel to LaSalle. We'll be on the air with the boys against Waitsburg, and we've talked away pretty much the whole first half with Irish head coach Tim Duncan. The Irish up 42-21. Let's get the scoring stats to you real quick. For the Patriots, 4 points for Aaron Crosscree, 4 points for Isaac Broneman, 5 points for Robbie Chalmers, and 8 points for Derek Higgins. I missed a basket in there somewhere for the Patriots, but I'll get it. 4 to Sales. Good balance again. 3 points for Michael Richard, 4 for Ben Wall, 4 for Jake Moore, 4 for Nick Conley, and then 9 each for Casey Worth, Gavin Spees, and Cesar Lopez. The Sales puts up 25 points in that second quarter. They're 5 of 6 from the free throw line. The Patriots were 4 of 8 in the second quarter, 5 of 10. rebounding. The Sails 16, the Patriots 12. We'll get some more stats to you as we go. I hope you enjoyed that visit with Tim Duncan. We went a little farther than longer with it than we usually do. Casey Worth takes the first shot of the second half. Won't go. Garten with the rebound. Wall, Lopez, Worth, Nick Richard, and Nick Conley on the floor for DeSales. Prosperi, Morgan, Garten, Higgins, and Chalmers, the starting five for the Patriots, is out on the floor to start the second half. Sales really exploded there midway through the second quarter. It was 18-15, and they just outscored the Patriots 24-5 the rest of the way. Patriots miss, Irish into front court. Lopez in the left corner with it. Challenge now for DeSales is to maintain that momentum after that big run in the last part of the second quarter. Worth up high to Nick Conley. Swing it to Worth. Patriots playing a zone defense. Mostly man-to-man the first half. In the corner, Nick Richard can't the shot. Follows it, keeps it alive, and gets his own rebound. He'll shoot again. And this time he hits it. So big Nick Richard, left winger, won't go. Tips it to himself at the foul line. Crossed over to the right wing and hits the three. So Nick gets his first bucket, and the Irish are up 45-21. Lopez steals it from Morgan. Beezer will back out. Now it goes baseline, backs out, 17-footer. He's got it. And the Irish boys are in a big-time zone here. Not a zone defense. They're just in the zone hitting their shot. 47-21 to Sales. The Patriots came in on a five-game win streak, 4-0 in the conference, but they are definitely up a notch in competition with the Irish in the gym tonight. Up high to Morgan. Morgan, a couple of dribbles now off the cross screen. Now we've got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Garten and Ben Wall, a couple of guys who I know would much rather be on the football field, really banging on each other down low. And Ben Wall's going to pick up his second. Wall 6'2", goes about 200, and Garten is 6'3", goes about 220. They'll inbound to Garten, trapped all the way underneath, gets it out to Morgan. Morgan will lean into a 16-footer, won't go. Lopez with the rebound. Patriots yet to score here in the third quarter. Lopez up court for Wall, knocked out of bounds by Morgan. Good hustle by the sophomore as he hits the deck, but it will stay DeSales basketball. Jake Moore, Gavin Spees, and Matt Fazari check in. Wall, Worth, and Nick Conley sit down. 5:51 to go, third quarter. Irish up by 16. Excuse me. Lopez misses a shot. Rebound, Higgins. Yeah, 26 points. I can't do the math. Hard to believe they're up 26 points this early in the game. And the Patriots double dribble under pressure as they come across half court. Another Patriot turnover. Nick Richard inbounds to Cesar Lopez. Well, in the pregame I talked about a battle for first place, and it's been all the Sales after a challenge midway in the second quarter. Spees for three on the way, won't go. We got a Jake Moore. Offensive rebound, ready to put it back, but they blew the whistle because it bounced off the back iron and went up and hit the cable that supports the basket. So Jake worked hard to get offensive rebound position, and it goes for naught. Morgan against man-to-man pressure. Cesari hounding him as he crosses the timeline. Kicks it in the right corner to Bronneman. Now pie to Higgins. Higgins got away with a travel. And now kicks it off to Ben Price, who's checked in. Now right side to Derek Higgins. Up high to Garten. The big guy outside. Moore checking him. Now to Bronneman. Down low for Higgins. Flats away by Lopez. Higgins gets it back. Flats away by Lopez again. This time to Bronneman. Higgins trying to post up Lopez. Now to Bronneman. Back to Higgins. And Lopez goes to the steal and slaps him and fouls him. Cedar's not going to give you a moment of breath. He's going to be after you all the time, full speed. First on the Lopez, second on the Irish in the second half. 4:54 to go, third quarter, Irish up 26. Lopez slaps it away from Morgan, but it goes right to Higgins, who lays it in. Lopez picks Morgan from behind, but the loose ball goes right to Higgins, and he's got 10. Nick Richard in the lane the other way with the one-hander. Nick, after not scoring in the first half, has 5 in the second on a nice runner in the lane. very athletic all across the board are the DeSales Irish. Lopez strips Higgins this time. He's going to go the other way. Spins away from Morgan, and then he loses it off his foot. So Caesar, the nice steal, but couldn't quite finish with the spin move. And he'll sit down. And Nick Conley will check in. Irish up 49-23, 4:26 to go in the third quarter. It was 18-15 at one time. The Irish up 17-9 at the end of the quarter, and then the Patriots scored the first six of the first 7 points of the second quarter to get within three. Garden misses a shot, feeds with the rebound, but since then it's been all to sail. Nick Conley in the corner to Pizarri. One dribble now back to Nick Conley. Swing it to Nick Richard for three. Got it. Nick Richard. 8 points all in this quarter. And that's what makes it tough. Nick, the burly 6 foot all-state linebacker, 6 foot is being very generous. He usually matches up with one of the Patriot post players, but then he takes them outside and he can hit the three. Foul is on Matt Pizarri on the reach in his second.
Number three.
And 3:55. We've got a timeout on the floor. 52-23 to sales. The Patriots will have the ball when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
As I drive the lonesome road, I recall a tale of old. The day my heart and how we met as I merged rhymes.
You idiot!
It was destiny, for we both had Farmers Insurance. And would soon be back on the road.
Move it, moron!
Oh, how she burns for me.
Farmers, get you back where you belong.
In Walla Walla, see Bill Urego.
Hi, this is Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc. 2004 marks our 54th anniversary. We think that is pretty special. But what it really means to you is that we've been selling and servicing new and used automobiles longer than anyone else in the valley, by years. Why are we still here? Our commitment to honesty and integrity in everything we do. It's that simple. And we know you appreciate it because you keep coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Pontiac Buick GMC, Walla Walla, a proud sponsor of DeSales Athletics.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back at the Patriot Pavilion, home of the Liberty Christian Patriots. Red, white, and blue trim all over. And the Irish, after a close first, well, actually the first part of the second quarter it got close, but since then it's been all the sales, up 52-23, a 29-point lead. Bronneman in the corner with Michael Richard on him. Michael Richard, Gavin Spees, Casey Wirt, Jake Moore, Nick Conley after the break, after the timeout. Shot missed inside, a rebound coming out of there with it is Nick Conley, up court to Jake Moore. Jake goes baseline. Tries to get a wraparound pass, and he's called for traveling. Jake, he's one of those sophomores who's growing a lot. He's a solid 6'2", where last year he was 6 feet tall. He's getting real strong. He's got a lot of great moves he can put on. He just can't quite get them going smooth enough as he turns it over once in a while. But he's a real good ball player. Trying to make that transition to full-time varsity player. And he's going to be just get better and better as the season goes on. Ben Price pass to Higgins. I got a whistle on a push foul. Higgins tried to penetrate. Tell you what, Ben Price is a young-looking kid. He's listed as a 6 foot sophomore.
Foul on the Irish, number 30, Gavin Spees.
Fouls on Spees, his third, and four fouls on the sales. Lob deep to Bronneman underneath. He loses it out of bounds. So the Patriots trying to try to get a quick, easy shot. But Michael Richard with a good defense, and Bronneman couldn't catch the long pass. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. All the sales after about the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Deep right wing to Kate Dewar. Deep penetrates all the way into the paint. Shot blocked by Will Higgins, but it goes right to Nick Conley. Nick's got six. So the Patriot fans like the block shot, but the Irish get a bucket out of it. And that's, sometimes that's the way it goes. Even when you do something right, the other team scores. You've got a whistle and traveling called on Will Higgins, and there's a tough break. See, Higgins scores, but he traveled first. And DeSales is up by 31 points. 23 for the Patriots, 54 for DeSales. 2:38 to go in the third quarter. Gavin Spees, who had a real good start in this one, with 5 quick points. Down low to Jake Moore. He muscles it up and in, and there's the move by Jake. He's got 6. Everybody getting the act for the sales. Every player except Matt Fazzari, who's been on the floor, has scored. And Conley slaps it out of bounds away from Morgan, and Nick's going to pick up the foul. The sales just super aggressive defensively. Chalmers is going to check in. 6'3 junior, 4 Bronneman, 6'2 senior. Only 3 seniors on the Patriot roster. They have some good height, as we mentioned. A lot of 6'2 and 6'3 guys. Derek Higgins, a 6'1 senior, inbounds it to Price. Price down low to Chalmers. He'll back it out now with Michael Richard on him. Deep on the right wing. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Baseline Price drives in, shoots over Morgan with the left hand. Won't go. Jake was strong with the rebound. Outlet to Nick Conley. To Spies. Kick out to Worth. Worth drives. Dumps it for Moore. He's got a whistle and a foul before the dish on Higgins. The Patriots just 2 points here in the second half. Higgins picks up his first foul of the half on the Patriots, and Aaron Crosscree, who had 22 points against Dayton last Saturday. The Patriots scored 65 points against Dayton. They have only 23 against the Sales here. They lob it inside, ball tipped, still being tipped. Jake Moore's got it, fadeaway shot blocked by Will Higgins. Several block shots for the Patriots, and Derek Higgins tries to save it, but they say his foot was on the line. I'll tell you what, the Patriots can block some shots, but they just can't get anything going on offense against a very harassing DeSales defense. Deep pass out to Casey Wirth. He surveys the defense. No shot clock in boys basketball. Kicks left wing. Lopez for 3. Bounces around. Won't go. And Jake Moore is going to foul. Over. Pushing in the back on Higgins. And Jake knew it. The ball just hung tantalizingly on that rim so long. Jake thought he was going to run in there and tip it up and in. And he went right through Higgins. 6 fouls on the Sales now. So after the next foul, the Patriots will shoot free throws. Nick Conley tries to tip the pass away. Will bounces off the water cooler right by Doug Simmons, retired science and chemistry teacher from DeSales. Doug's watching the game. Derek Higgins will inbound it, looking for somebody to come open. It's Will Higgins. Now back to Derek. I assume those guys are brothers. Derek pushes it across the timeline. He's the senior. Ball knocked away by Conley. Higgins gets it back. Out across the baseline drive by Chalmers now. He scores it. That's exactly the play that Chalmers started the game with as the Patriots scored the first basket of this game. But other than a brief run in the second quarter where they got within 3, it's been all the sale. Worth drives the other way. He'll lay it in. Casey Worth in double figures now with 11. 58-25 to Sales, a minute to go in the third. Worst got 11, Lopez has 11, Nick Richard has 8, all in this third quarter. Chalmers, or check that, Will Higgins to Crosscree, out to Derek Higgins for 3. Shot won't go, Jake Moore dives out of bounds trying to save it. Right at the feet of Tim Duncan. A good effort by Jake, but it'll be Patriot basketball. Irish have outscored the Patriots 16-4 here in the third quarter after outscoring them 25-12 in the second quarter. Pass knocked out of bounds again. DeSales just contesting everything. Now the crowd is actually thinned out for the girls' game. It was packed. You couldn't find a spot to sit or stand anywhere, but it's really cleared out now. And Derek Higgins tries baseline right side and hits a 12-footer. He's in double figures. He has 12 points, but it's all the Sales with 35 seconds to go in the third. Worth for 3. Shot won't go. Off Jake Moore's hand out of bounds on the rebound attempt. So the Irish offensively getting a little ragged. Continuing to shoot the ball quickly, and Greg Fazzari, who's got to be pleased pretty much with what's going on, say, hey, let's settle down, let's run the offense, let's work it a little bit, he just said to the players. And Casey Ward trying to work Ben Price in the backcourt, reaches in and fouls him. And that's the second time DeSales has committed a foul that far from the basket. But sometimes you got to take those fouls. When you're playing pressure defense all over the floor, you're going to get some of those. And that's Casey's first foul. And the Patriots will go to the free throw line with 25 seconds to go. And Ben Price will shoot the front end of a one-and-one opportunity. You make the first one, you get a chance to shoot the second. Left-handed free throw is on the way, and good. Nice rotation. 58-28. That's easy to figure out. 30-point DeSales advantage. The Patriots still looking to get to 30. And second one off the mark. Rebound tip. Nick Conley ends up with it. He wants to run the other way. He'll back it out. Nick Conley drives all the way in and scores it. He just kind of stands out by the three-point line on the dribble. All eyes went on to the players on the perimeter. They thought Nick Conley was going to pass it. He splits the defense and lays it in easily. Not much effort defensively there by the Patriots. Derek Higgins, a fadeaway from 18 in the right corner to beat the third-quarter buzzer. But easy math on the board. DeSales 60, Liberty Christian 30, which was supposed to be a battle of Blue Mountain League unbeaten. It's all Irish with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that, whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts. Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is the place to go for comprehensive vision care for your entire family. If you're looking for quality eyewear or contact lenses, the doctors and staff at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic want to help you. Blue Mountain Vision Clinic is a proud sponsor of DeSales High School Athletics and wishes the Irish student athletes the best of luck this season. For an appointment or a question concerning your eye care, please call 529-1153 or stop by at 1711 Dowles Military Road to see us at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, DeSales has doubled up on the Patriots on the scoreboard at 60-30. They doubled up on them there in the third quarter, 18-9. As every Irish player except Matt Pizzari, who's played, has scored. Matt Pizzari is in the game right now, and Derek Higgins drags the pivot foot with man pressure from Gavin Speed. It lifts up the offense, or the defense, or the players on the floor. Cesar Lopez, Matt Pizzari, Ben Wall, Nick Richard, who's got it turned in the lane, shot blocked by Chalmers. Chalmers gets it, Nick Richard fouls him. But it was Nick Richard who had a great opening to the third quarter. He hit a three, a two, and a three for eight quick points that really got the sails off on the right foot to start the second half. The 1-3 that he hit, he missed from the left wing, ran into the lane, kept it alive, got control of it at the foul line, two dribbles out onto the right wing, turned and hit a three. And Chalmers will shoot free throws. He misses the front end, Matt Pizzari with the rebound. Quickly the other way, Gavin Speeds with a lay-in attempt, fouled by Chalmers. Boy, the Patriots can block the shot. Chalmers blocked that but got him with the body. That's his first, and Gavin Speeds will try to become the third DeSales player to hit double figures. First free throw attempt in the second half for the Irish. They're 5 of 6 from the line. Patriots are 6 of 13. Gavin's free throw is good. He's got 10, so DeSales has Worth and Lopez in double figures with 11 each as the scoring balance continues for DeSales. It's been their hallmark in this young season. Spees hits them both. He's got 11. So 11, 11, and 11. Three players in double figures. For example, last week against Tri-City Prep, 14, 12, 12, and 10. The rebound and the putback on a missed shot by Will Higgins, his first bucket of the game, 62-32 DeSales. Pizzari tries to drive, loses it. Crosby's got it. Matt just trying too hard to get into the scorebook right now. In the corner to Chalmers for three. He's got it. So the Patriots, a little five-point run here. 62-35, 7 minutes to go. Lopez, deep right wing to Gavin Spees. Back to Lopez in the right corner. Spins inside on Crosby, dumps it to Ben Wall. Gets Chalmers in the air. A lot of contact. Shot won't go. Could hear the flap all the way up here. Chalmers out of there with it. Higgins up the right side, high dribble, and he gets called for palming the basketball. Turnover on the Patriots. I got to do a better job of getting a hold of Bo Ebding and Josh Richard, who run the laptop stat computer, and get all those turnover and field goal percentage stats. Kelly Richmond, one of the Irish assistant coaches, does a great job getting the rebounds to me. Down low, Ben Wall, and Will Higgins tries to block the shot and fouls him. The one thing you can tell for sure, if you get the ball inside or in any kind of traffic, the Patriots are going to try to block the shot. It just depends on how tight the officials call it. Ben Wall, who had a good first quarter, the big physical guy for the Irish. So the one guy who actually, well, Jake Moore is pretty tall and physical, but Jake's not quite the wide body that Wall is. Ben misses the first free throw, and Jake Moore is going to check in for Lopez. Nick Conley checks in for Nick Richards. .62-35, 6:39 to go. The Irish boys will move to 3-0 in the conference, barring some type of major, major comeback. Ben hits the second free throw for the Irish. All their points in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, where they're 3-for-4. Aaron Crossbury has really been shut down by the DeSales defense. 22 against Dayton last Saturday, only 4 tonight. Higgins back to Crossbury. Up high it goes to Chalmers. And remember, 65 points against Dayton for this Patriot club. The Irish have held them to 35. The defense has been superb. Will Higgins with it. Now long cross-court pass to Crossbury. Goes three rows up in the bleachers. And Terry Watson can just keep his arms folded, which he did throughout that long scoring run by DeSales late in the second quarter, where they just blew it wide open and went from 18 to 15 to 42 to 21 at the half. But it's early in it's late in December, but early in the season, and now Gavin Spees throws it away. So two ugly turnovers, and I think the guys have lost interest just a little bit, and I think the fans have too. The Patriot side of the bleachers have actually kind of started to thin out a little bit from the packed house we had midway through the girls' game. Derek Higgins with it on the right wing. Left wing to Crossbury. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Chalmers with the offensive rebound. Can't get the putback. Cesari clears. Matt takes off up court. Left side to Spees. Off his hands and out of bounds. Matt Cesari looked like Fred Flintstone there, taking off after that rebound. He took about three steps before he got the ball on the ground. You know, kind of like the feet going, trying to get the old car running. And those old Flintstone cartoons, but Matt got away with it there. And I got a whistle and a foul as Crossbury drives left side. I think it's going to be Moore. So the Irish have definitely gotten ragged here in the fourth quarter. Jake has four fouls, nine on the Irish, nine fouls. Crossbury will shoot 1-1, I think it was on the drive. His first free throw is good. He'll earn the second one. 5:27 to go. DeSales up 63-36. They'll play the other undefeated Blue Mountain League team, Waitsburg, tomorrow at home. That's a 5 o'clock tip-off for that one. Early start. And Crossbury misses the second one, and the Irish bring it up court. Cesari to Moore. Kick out to Spees. Gavin on the right side. Down low to Moore. Wide open. Jake misses a layup. It falls right there to put it back. Gavin Spees started that with nice penetration and an assist that wasn't to be, as Jake Moore just threw it up way too strong. But Ben Wall right there with the putback. Ben's got 7 points. Down low to Chalmers. He loses it. Cesari comes out of there with it. Matt, hard on the dribble to the left side. Long pass up court. Jake catches it and scores it. That was, an ESPN highlight at the high school level. Jake caught it in midair and put it in on the long alley-oop attempt. Jake was about 4 inches taller. He could have slammed it home. Nice assist by Cesari. Missed the other way by the Patriots. Missed again. Higgins gets the rebound and puts it up and in. The Patriots still playing hard. Higgins has 16. 67-38 to sales, 4:22 to go. And Gavin Spees tries to dump it inside to Morgan, throws it right to Chalmers. Then Nick Conley reads it and steals it from him, but he got him with the foul. Four fouls on Nick Conley, 10 on DeSales, so Chalmers will shoot two free throws. Chalmers in double figures with 10 points. DeSales leads by 29 points. It was that huge run halfway through the second quarter when the score was 18-15 that really blew it open. Chalmers hits the first one. Didn't he hit the first one? And his second one is off the mark. Wall and Higgins fight for it. Higgins gets the rebound. Shot blocked by Wall. Nick Conley ends up with it. Higgins won the foul, didn't get it. Mazzari goes baseline, gets Bonnerman in the air. Can't hit the shot. Wall with the rebound and the putback. Then Wall's got 9 points. DeSales has three players already in double figures. Crosscreet for three, won't go. Ben Wall with the rebound. Strong one to Fazari. Matt loses it, now gets it back. Ben Wall starts the game, doesn't play a ton in the middle minutes, but he gives valuable breaks to the Irish offensive threat. Ben Wall's got it now. He goes to try if he travels. Ben feeling it a little bit. Got it at the foul line, elbow turned around. Bonnerman kind of ran at him, so Ben tried to go by him and travel. But Greg Fazari truly goes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 deep on his 11-man roster. In the corner, Chalmers shot off the arm, won't go. Fazari with the rebound. Outlet to Nick Conley. Nick, long pass up court to Moore. He's got it in front of Chalmers. Dumps it to Wall. And we got to travel either on Moore or Wall. Jake, trying to be unselfish there, probably should have just shot it up. And again, that's a turnover you'll take, especially at this point in the game, because your kids are being so unselfish. Israel Morgan into front court. Left wing now to Tim Crosby, a 5'10 junior, has checked in for the first time tonight. Chalmers with it. To Derek Higgins. Higgins from 12 over Wall. Won't go. Rebound tipped up by Bonnerman. He can't get it, but he gets it back and scores it. Nice job by Isaac Bonnerman. Nice effort. He's got six. 69-41. Speed from the corner. Shot won't go. Rebound Ben Wall. Kick out to Nick Conley. Gets Crosby in the air. Shot won't go. Rebound Jake Moore. Backs into a tough shot, in and out, stays out, gets it back again, and scores it. Jake Moore, very tenacious, and Jake's in double figures with 10 points. What balance by the Irish. That's at least four players in double figures. 2:35 to go, Irish up 71-31. Foul on Gavin Spees as he jumped out defensively on Higgins. That's four on Spees. So let's check the DeSales scoring. Casey Wirth with 11, Cesar Lopez with 11, Gavin Spees with 11. Jake Moore with 10. Ben Wall's in the game, and he has 9. So Ben could become the fifth Irish player to get double figures. He's tired right now, holding his hands over his head. And now we've got some substitutes coming in as Higgins hits the first free throw. Ben Wall, Jake Moore, and Matt Fazari are going to sit down, and Clint Zitterkoff and Brendan Sherry, a couple of seniors check in. Clint, first year on the varsity, a 6'1 senior. Brendan Sherry is first year playing basketball of any kind for DeSales. The 6 foot seniors in. Crosscree hits both free or check that. Higgins hits both free throws. Shot from the corner by Spees won't go. Long rebound by Casey Wirth in the corner right under my vantage point. Then Brendan Sherry with the ball. One dribble, cross court pass to Clint Zitterkopf. 2:13 to go. Down low to Spees. We got a whistle inside. And down low, they say. The foul's on Trevor Turner, a 6 foot sophomore, is checked in. In the game, four fouls on the Patriots to get him bound to Brendan Sherry. Bendon takes it in, draws a double team kick out to Spees in the corner to Conley for three. Won't go. Rebound, Chalmers. Chalmers. In the corner, goes to Derek Higgins. He'll fire the three. It's garbage time now, at least for the Patriots. And the rebound by Bronneman off the miss by Higgins. 71-45. Quickly the other way. Spees drives in and lays it in. Gavin Spees, 13 points now to lead all the sales scores. Irish up 73-45. Higgins the other way. Shot won't go. Gavin Spees with the rebound. He's fouled by Higgins, trying to slap it away. And that will be two on Derek. five or six on the sails. Greg Vasari about four steps out on the court trying to set up the offense that he wants. Nick Conley and Tim Crosstree bumping each other a little bit. Both wear number four. Crosstree, a junior. Not quite the physical-looking body that Nick Conley has, so he's going to lose that shoving match. And Nick Conley shoves him off and gets the ball inbound. Crosstree checks him. Nick Conley eyeballs him. Crossover dribble twice. Gets it into front court. Crosstree pushes off. Nick Conley still on the dribble. Running right-hander. He scores it. Now it's kind of the old mano-a-mano. Crosstree was kind of elbowing him during that dead ball. And Nick Conley says, well, I'll show you. And Nick gets in double figures. I forgot about him at the top of the score sheet. And now we've got a foul on Nick Conley. That's his fifth, so he fouls out with 10 points. And I think he kind of said, okay, I got my bucket. I showed that kid who's boss, and I'll go sit down. 75 to 45. Irish up by 30 points, and Ben Price at the free throw line. Ben, a left-hander at 1 of 2 his last trip. First shot is off the mark, but the sails is over that 10-foul limit. So the Patriots will get two shots. The Sales boys will be in action tomorrow night at home against Waitsburg. We'll be on the air about 4:40 for an early 5 o'clock tip-off as the Irish boys get to sleep in tomorrow. It's Christmas vacation. So Casey Worth went to bounce it to Brendan Cherry, and it didn't go anywhere, and Ben Price ends up with it. Casey just kind of smiles and heads the other way, and now it's really getting ugly. Ben Price travels as he gets on top of the C of the LC for Liberty Christian at half court. That's kind of like a football player who trips over the 30-yard line, or he kind of tripped over the C at half court. Inbound to Cesar Lopez, who's checked in. That's the thing about how deep the sales is. You know, some people say, what have they got their starter in there for? Well, it doesn't really matter who you put in. Pass to Cesar, down low for Zitikoff, stolen by Bronneman. We're inside a minute now. Bronneman has it stolen by Gavin Cesar. They head to Brendan Cherry. Cherry can't hit the lay-in. Ball out of bounds. Diving stop can't be made by Crosstree. And Brendan Cherry, a crowd favorite, couldn't finish the lay-in. Spees got the steal and tried to get it to him. Cesar Lopez to inbound. In the corner goes to Spees. They're trying to dump it down low to Cherry, but he's covered. Now Lopez with it. Zitikoff, the other guy. They get it to Cherry again. His shot blocked out of there by Will Higgins. Cherry hits the deck. Lopez steals it again. Cesar just doing anything he wants out there. Gets it to Cherry. He'll fire the three. It's an air ball. Brendan getting his chances, and he has a big smile over there. He's never played basketball before, but he's having some fun out there. He's a huge Huskies fan, and their basketball team's doing a nice job. 20 seconds to go. Sure the Patriot fans aren't finding this quite as humorous as the Irish folks are. And there's a shot by Trevor Turner off the Patriot bench. He gets a bucket. Clint Zitikoff, a long jumper. Won't go. Cherry with the rebound. Puts it up. Won't go. Zitikoff with the rebound, and he puts it up and in. And that brings the Irish fans to their feet as Clint Zitikoff gets in the book. And that's high school basketball. The Irish obviously having a lot more fun out there than the Patriots. Nobody got hurt. The Sales get the convincing win, 77-48. Both teams will live to play another day. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot. So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia!
Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
American West Bank, your local community bank supporting our area youth. Because we believe in the importance of our young people, families, and community. Come discover the difference where our people care. At American West Bank, bucking the trend of the big bank attitudes, where you can call the bank during the workday and talk to a friendly person instead of an automated answering machine.
American West Bank, member FDIC, and a proud sponsor of Irish Athletics.
This is KHSS.
We're back as the gym is clearing out, and it was a good night for the Irish. The boys' junior varsity was defeated, but after that, it was all the sales. The Lady Irish junior varsity won 49-43. The Irish girls gutted it out, as Tim Duncan said in our interview, a 49-43 win against a very tall Liberty Christian Girls Club. And the Irish boys, after a little bit of a challenge in the second quarter, when Liberty Christian cut it to 18-15, remember, the Patriots had won five in a row. They were 4-0 in conference play. They played twice as many games as DeSales on this young season. The Irish boys were 2-0 in conference play. The Irish were up 17-9 after one quarter. The Patriots outscored the Irish 6-1 to start the second quarter to make it 18-15. The Patriots actually had the ball, I think, on two or three straight possessions, a chance to tie it on a three, and then DeSales just blew it open. They end up scoring, let's see, 18, 20, 38, 24 to 6. They outscore the Patriots to close out the half, and it was all DeSales after that. Nick Richards scored all eight of his points coming out of the chute in the third quarter. The Irish outscored the Patriots 18-9 in the third, and then in a shootout of a fourth quarter, the Patriots actually outscored DeSales 18-17 in the fourth quarter. But all DeSales tonight, they run their record to a perfect 4-0. More importantly, 3-0 in the conference. They'll play Waitsburg, who is at 2-0 in conference play, tomorrow after the DeSales gym at 5 o'clock. We'll be on the air for that one at 4:40. The girls travel to LaSalle. Both of those games are makeup games that were supposed to be played early in December. But if you want to see the girls, you'll have to go watch them, because we're going to keep the radio in Walla Walla because it is a conference game. That was the decision there. It wasn't really a home or away thing. It was a non-league versus a league game decision. So we'll cover the league game against Waitsburg. That's the boys tomorrow at 4:40. Okay, well, I'm going to continue to add things up. Well, actually, we'll stay here. I've got it pretty close. And so I can give them to you and keep adding them up as we go. For the Patriots and their 48 points, 1 point for Ben Price, 2 points for Trevor Turner, 2 points for Will Higgins, 5 points for Aaron Crosby. Good defense on him by DeSales. He had 22 points against Dayton last Saturday, just five tonight. 8 points for Isaac Broneman off the Patriot bench, 11 points for Robbie Chalmers, the 6'3 junior who started, and 18 points for Derek Higgins, a good effort by that 6'1 senior. He had 8 in the first half, 10 in the second half, but other than him, it was all DeSales. But he does end up leading all scorers. The Patriots from the free throw line were 4-4-7, 4-8 in the fourth quarter, which amounts to 10-20 for the game. So they shoot just 50% from the line. You look at the DeSales scoring and their free throw shooting, and it is very impressive, all the balance, the free throw shooting. It's as good as you'd want to see in any college or even professional box score. Let's look at it. Clint Zitterkoff gets 3 points for Michael Richard. He played limited minutes with that sore right shoulder. But then look at the balance. Nick Richard with 8 points. 9 points for Ben Wall. Then five players in double figures. Nick Conley with 10. Jake Moore with 10. Casey Worth with 11. Cesar Lopez with 11. And Gavin Spees, the 6-foot senior transfer student. His best game, obviously, is a DeSalian. He scores 13 points. He got off to a great start. He had 5 points and 3 rebounds and a couple of assists in the first quarter. He had a couple of three-pointers. He was 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Excellent effort by Gavin and the rest of the Irish. DeSales shoots a very respectable 8-for-10 from the free throw line. Rebounding, DeSales kills Liberty Christian on the boards as well. 39-28 on the boards. Ben Wall gets 8 rebounds to go with his 9 points. Nice job by the 6'2 junior. Matt Fazzari picked off 7 rebounds, even though he didn't score. And Jake Moore, 6 rebounds to go with his 10 points. For the Patriots, they were led in rebounding by Robbie Chalmers, who had 9 rebounds to go with his 11 points, and Derek Higgins, who had 8 rebounds to go with his 18 points. It's pretty much all to sale. Well, I know we've got all our ads in, so we've just got a few things to do. And the main one I don't want to forget is our Dairy Queen Player of the Game. Kelly Tuggle was our Player of the Game for the girls' contest with 9 points in that win over Liberty Christian. And I'm going to go with Gavin Spees for the boys. Gavin moved up down the road from Waitsburg to attend a sales here his senior year. And he loves basketball, and he's really fitting in well with his classmates. And I think the most points he'd had so far this year were about 4, but he had a great game tonight, 13 points, and he was doing it early as well when the Irish needed to get off to a good start. So Gavin Spees is our Dairy Queen Player of the Game for the boys. So our scores, the girls win at 49-43. The boys win 77-48. The girls are 4-2, 3-0 in conference play. The boys are 4-0, 3-0 in conference play. Tomorrow the girls travel to Yakima to take on a very good LaSalle team in a makeup game from early December when we were at the state football championship game. The Irish boys will take on Waitsburg tomorrow. Waitsburg very graciously willing to back that game up because of the DeSales football success. Waitsburg 2-0 in the conference. The Irish boys now 3-0. So the Irish, if they put up an effort like they did tonight here, can be alone at the top of the conference as we jump into Christmas break. The sales after tomorrow, the boys will not play until after the Christmas break is over. So Greg Fazzari's squad and the boys and girls are all, I'm sure, very excited. No school tomorrow. Some basketball, but no school. So that's what it's all about at Christmas break. And speaking of Christmas break, I hope you're enjoying a blessed Advent season and looking forward to a blessed Christmas as we joyously await the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and celebrate his birth here. And I hope you all enjoy your Christmas week. Great job back at the studio by Daniel. Thanks to all our great sponsors. Thank you for listening. And one more time before we sign off, the girls win 49-43. The boys win 77-48. I'll be on the air tomorrow at 4:40 as the Irish take on the Waitsburg boys in the DeSales gym. Tip off at 5 o'clock. So until then, I'll say God bless and send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bank Corp. Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.